If you are dreading Valentine's Day because you're single, maybe becoming your own best friend is the way for you to survive it. I think we do have, oh gosh, I can't remember her name, on the phone.
Yeah, I think it's Tara.
Tara, okay, so Tara, you're single. How are you going to survive Valentine's Day?
So I'm single right now, and so are a bunch of my friends, and we're actually having a drunken Disney sing-along.
Oh my gosh.
So we're going to get together and get drunk and sing-alongs like The Lion King.
Wow, that sounds awful.
No.
It's the best. Hakuna Matata, drunk.
I would love that if I were single.
I've not heard that before.
Awful.
I mean, I would like other songs mixed in there.
Yeah.
Is that, thank you.
Part loving karaoke? Yourself, drinking with your friends?
Yes.
But it's not by yourself.
It's self-care. You're surrounding yourself with your friends.
With that, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be alone.
No.
Just not have to be with a partner.
Yeah.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to be, you don't have to be sitting in your house all by yourself like.
You can go do stuff.
Go out and part of the advice that we're giving is that you become your own best friend, meaning you go and do the things that you would want to be doing with your best friends.
I got you.
And then maybe naturally a partner will be attracted to that. But you're living your life for you, not for somebody else.
Okay, no partner is going to be attracted to singing Disney songs drunk. Okay.
Careful.
What do you mean?
Mine would.
Yep.
Yeah, as would I.
Mm-hmm.
Big Disney fan.
Gosh.
There's a lot of women.
You're kidding.
Jason, let's say you were single and you were singing Hakuna Matata or Let It Go or something, and a girl's really into Disney, which most human beings are, men and women, they might be into you.
Well, I would fake it, I guess.
I think you're focusing too much on the Disney part of it.
Mm.
It's drinking with your friends.
Having fun.
Out doing karaoke, having fun.
Jason, if it was Margot Robbie singing death metal, you'd be like, she's the one!
Yes.
She's hot!
You just don't like the Disney part, but that, to me, is like the ultimate.
I'm fun, and everyone knows the songs.
There's songs you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even more fun. Did I tell you to karaoke the other night, Katie? Again.
Listen, I don't even know who you are anymore.
I'm you.
I truly do not know who you are.
Yeah.
You're singing karaoke, you're going, I just like,
yeah,
it's
you don't
like,
know.
I don't.
What'd you sing?
I sang, and I got crap for it, but from some of the people, I did Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
there's not many words to that song, but
yeah. And then I did Gin and Juice. It was supposed to be nothing but a G thing, and Sal signed me up for the wrong one, but I just rolled with it.
You just go.
I didn't fumble it. I didn't fumble a verse. I was
all
shocked.
These years, we have been trying, and then all of a sudden, you make some new friends, and he's like, yeah, I'll do whatever you ask me. I'll do whatever you guys want.
You know what the key is?
What?
He doesn't ask. He's like, what song would you do? And I tell him. And then they're like, all right, come up next, Jared. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on.
That's all it takes is for us to have just gone ahead and done things?
And it's on the place we go. It's on the app.
Oh, okay.
And so I didn't see him doing it. And I was like, whoa. I said, that's what I would do. And the pressure's on. I'm not going to not do it.
Because everybody would start booing.
The DJ guy, he's like, all right, Jared. And he's looking at me. I'm like.
I think also you have compassion, though, now.
Yes.
Because you are the DJ.
Yeah.
Where you're like, God, I need people to participate.
Yeah,
and
true.
If they don't, it ruins your whole night.
That's true.
So I think you have empathy. You have empathy.
Because I know if you sign me up, I would do it.
Yeah.
But me signing up, I still wouldn't sign up for myself.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
It's like you're a whole new person.
Yeah.
It really
is. It's terrible, though. I can't sing.
What's next?
Yeah. What could it be?
What could be next?
All right. Let's go to Rachel. Rachel, what are you doing for Valentine's as a single person?
# who needs a guy?
Are you single?
Yes. You don't need them. I mean, there's nothing that you can't do without them.
Well, I can think of one thing. Wait, seriously, though. I mean, that's what women say when they can't get a guy or it doesn't work out. They just, who needs a guy?
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's true.
It is.
Because
I don't. Because here's the thing. Do you want to just be with a loser?
No.
Just so you have somebody?
No, but that's the problem.
Because that's exactly what you're doing. If you just have to have somebody, you're going to settle. And so then it's like, well, then that sends a message that is the wrong message.
So you have to go where you don't need a guy? Like your campaign is like, who needs a guy?
I don't think your campaign should be, I don't need a guy.
That's the only issue I have saying, I don't need a guy. Yeah, you should never settle or be with somebody that treats you poorly or whatever. Never. I mean, we all get in those situations, but I'm saying you should never do that. But it's like it's kind of like when Lizzo, I'm happy with my body.
Oh, and then
or Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
And as soon as they get, the chance to lose 100 pounds, they do it. Don't lie about it.
I think they're putting forth fake confidence.
Fake confidence.
However, you don't need a man to survive.
You don't need, but the campaign
is. You can want to have that, but when the right one comes along.
Yeah, to say that. But I'm not going to settle for anybody.
Right. Or she could have said, who needs a guy? I'm just looking for a lipstick. Then that would work out.
A lesbian.
All right. Never know where you're going to go.
It's true.
Yeah.
Again, not on the Candy Hearts looking for a lipstick.
No.
Lesbian. They'll
maybe
those.
On the new ones.
Yeah.
Those new hearts might have it.
Yeah, the
it's
new
like
hearts.
Pay rent, yeah. Looking for a lipstick. Go halvesies with me.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, so.
I don't know. Another way that you can basically become your own best friend to get through Valentine's Day. It's not just Valentine's Day. It's a good lesson in life is that you can just enjoy, like learn to enjoy your own company.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people just move on to the next or occupy their mind mm-hmm. because it's easier to distract yourself than to work on yourself, which is easier. And people, I think, also know where to start.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean,
I know you don't agree with that.
No, I mean, I think that it can appear that way sometimes. It doesn't mean the person doesn't love themselves or they don't think about them. What's going on in their life all the time. I think about my life all the freaking time.
Well, there's the difference. You can think about your life 24/7.
Right.
Because you're in your own brain. Of course you're thinking about your
all
life 24/7. But there's a difference between thinking about it and then actively doing things to change it in your favor.
Oh, sure. I got a book that women can read. Yeah. It's all thinking about, you know, working on yourself, basically.
Just women can read it?
Everybody.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, men too.
And the reason he can't say the name of the book is because it's the longest title ever.
What is the name of the book?
I sent it to like 10 people.
Because we were asking for it.
Oh, so you, why did you send it to 10 people?
Because people are asking for it. What's that book? I don't know why.
Those people don't believe you're actually doing it.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the most shocking thing.
Does that happen to you guys? Like, tell Jared this. It's like,
yes.
I'm on social media too.
I see. Yeah.
I get a lot of that. Tell Katie, I'm like, here's her Facebook page.
Yeah, here's also something. Judy, I know you're listening. Stop texting me about Jared's love life. I don't know how else to say it to her. I'm one second away from giving her your number.
Do not.
She's
That's
asking
not fair.
Me, and I'm like, I don't know, Judy. I gave her my number because we were in here.
Oh,
and
my
she,
gosh.
Yes, I love you, Judy, but
we love Judy.
I'm not getting involved in Jared's love life.
No, and don't ask me either.
She's gonna.
People ask me all the time.
She's gonna ask you. I'm just going to start spreading rumors.
It's just confusing, that's all.
Yeah, yours is very straightforward, Jason. All right.
You can DM me, Judy.
You can ask me directly.
I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Lots of other people do.
Asking me?
Actually, no, I don't need all that.